Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Larry Kudlow.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Larry Kudlow. We're going to turn to Mark Calabria, who is back at the Cato Institute as a senior advisor. He's a co-founder of Cato's Center for Monetary and Financial Alternatives. And importantly, he was a director of the Federal Housing Finance Agency, which oversees such undistinguished citizens, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, and God knows what else is in there. Anyway, Mark's got a new book out. It's called Shelter from the Storm, How a COVID Mortgage Meltdown Was Averted. Mark, welcome back. So let me ask you something. You know, thinking about mortgage meltdowns and so forth, I guess First Republic owned a lot of MBS, but I think Silicon Valley Bank also owned a lot of MBS. I assume those are Fannies and Freddies. Is that right?
Yes, they're predominantly a little bit of Ginnies, but predominantly Fannie and Freddies. That Silicon Valley Bank and Republic, and even Signature had a little bit as well. So, you know, part of the theme of the book is we still have a lot of fragility in our financial, or our mortgage finance system coming from Fannie and Freddie. And again, part of the story of the book is how we tried to fix Fannie and Freddie and tried to get them in a shape where they wouldn't be a threat to the financial system.
Yeah, you know, I think, look, obviously I was involved in this with Steve Mnuchin and you, and actually we had Andrew Ullman on this radio show earlier. Talking about the West Coast banks. You know, buddy, if we hadn't had COVID, I think we would have made a lot more progress on moving Fannie and Freddie toward the private sector, which I know is your goal, was also my goal. But it's too bad. But at least you got them through as their overseer and supervisor. You got them through the pandemic without any crack-ups.
And that's really the point. I mean, you're 100% right. I mean, obviously, the pandemic threw a lot of things sideways and took over the agenda in a lot of ways. And had it not been for the pandemic, I'm certain that Fannie and Freddie would once again be private companies, not under government control and not with the government at risk. You know, if we'd been able to succeed. Now, the plus is we got them through the pandemic, and there was a lot of question whether they would survive that. And I talk about in the book the things we had to do to get them in that condition, to try to get them in a position where hopefully and perhaps a future administration will finish what we did, finally fixing them once and for all. You know, but we've laid the groundwork for that. And it's also important to remember, when you think about it in spring 2020, 22 million jobs disappeared and from the lockdowns and from fears of the pandemic in 2 months, and a lot of concern that we would have another housing crisis like we had in 2008. And I really, you know, I felt so compelled to write the book because working with you, the White House, and of course, Dr. Carson as well, Secretary Mnuchin, we kept the housing market from falling apart. And I felt that that was an important story to tell of why that worked, how we were able to, as the title of the book says, avert a mortgage meltdown, and what we did to get the financial system in better shape. People forget there was a financial crisis in March 2020. Mm-hmm. And again, working across the administration, mm-hmm. we stopped that from spiraling out of control. And so I'd be the first to say perhaps the book is a little bit of victory blap on our concern, but I think it's a story that needed to be told.
Well, I think you go back to that point, and it's I won't say it's easy to forget, but, you know, the economy is in a different place now. But if you shut down the economy, as it basically was shut down in the late winter and spring of 2020, then nobody is going to be able to service all these mortgages. I mean, how many of these mortgages are out there? What's the dollar volume in these mortgages? How many trillions?
You're talking a mortgage market close to $7 trillion.
Right. So that's not small beer.
No, not at all. You had 1 in 10 borrowers take forbearance at some point in 2020. A lot of that was at HUD as well, as I mentioned. You know, Dr. Carson and his team deserve a lot of credit working across the administration. And that's part of the themes of the book, is how we all work together to kind of make sure that this didn't spiral out of control. Unfortunately, most people, you know, by the time I left FHFA, 90% of the Fannie Freddie borrowers in forbearance had exited forbearance and got back on their feet.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, again, that's kind of, and, you know, as importantly, we managed to do this at FHFA without costing any money. We paid for it. You know, and you look back at the crisis, the Obama programs, we spent $30, $40 billion on mortgage assistance post-2008 as a country. This time around, we managed to do it at a pretty low cost. And, you know, we also did it six times as fast. It took the Obama administration like 3 years to get to the point of helping as many people as we helped in 2 months. So, again, I felt that was a success story that needed to be told, not just for bragging rights, but importantly to make sure we get it done right next time. Because, you know, there will unfortunately be another recession at some point in the future, and people will have stress in the mortgage market. And I hope they look to this lessons in the book and say, you know, there is a right way to do this. You know, and an important message of the book is you don't have to abandon principle. You and I believe deeply in the importance of free markets and unlimited government. And, you know, sometimes people knock that as, well, how do we think these guys are going to govern? And this book is an example of here's how you can govern successfully with results as a small government conservative, and you can show that there's a way to do it and be compassionate and help people and actually get real results.
Well, one of these days, we're going to get another free market group running the White Building and the agency.
Your ear's the guy.
And that group is going to recharter Fannie and Freddie, make them out to be some kind of commercial bank or something like that, and we'll finally move them off the federal balance sheet. One of these days.
We got close.
Well, you know, we got close enough to actually talk about it in meetings. So that's pretty good. That's got to be some progress. Anyway, I'm out of time. Mark Calabria from the Cato Institute. The name of the book is Shelter from the Storm: How a COVID Mortgage Meltdown Was Averted. Thank you, Mark. We'll talk soon. Folks, we're going to take a break. The other side of the break, we're going to do some stock market work and other things with Kevin O'Leary, Shark Tank's Mr. Wonderful. I'm Kudlow. Hang around. We got much more to do.
This is Greg Kelly for Priority Gold. What does it mean to be America's precious metals dealer? It means that you're in touch with the hearts and minds of those who love this country, value our freedom, and want to protect the future. Priority Gold is that precious metals dealer. They've helped thousands of Americans back their retirement with solid gold and silver. Call Priority Gold at 888-506-6439. Receive free shipping, free storage, a free investment guide, and one of the best purchase experiences in the industry. Call now or go to PriorityGold.com.